USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate, and I'm absolutely livid about that.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, when talking to reporters on Friday regarding the police response to the Uvalde school shooting massacre, the governor continues with a promise to everyone who lost a loved one in Uvalde.
My expectation is that the law enforcement leaders that are leading the investigations, which includes the Texas Rangers and the FBI, they get to the bottom of every fact.
The U.S. and Taiwan are reportedly planning economic discussions despite warnings from China. Taiwan officials saying the two countries could start talking in a few weeks. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The National Rifle Association is holding its national convention in Houston, just about 300 miles from Uvalde. Former President Trump speaking at the convention. At the beginning of the speech, he asked for silence as he read the names of the victims in Uvalde. He added this.
Every time a disturbed or demented person commits such a hideous crime, there's always a grotesque effort by some in our society to use the suffering of others to advance their own extreme political agenda.
The Biden administration is weighing plans to cancel $10,000 of student loan debt per borrower. However, White House officials warn no decision has been finalized. Biden has previously said he's willing to sign legislation canceling student loan debt. Progressives in the Democratic Party, such as AOC, wanting more than $10,000 forgiven. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Comedian and veterans advocate John Stewart said that the legislative push to help veterans expose burn pits has gained traction. Stewart has advocated in recent years on behalf of the 3 million-plus veterans believed to have been made sick from their exposure to burn pits during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Stewart also raising awareness for the veteran suicide rate this Memorial Day weekend.
There's a very small percentage of Americans who bear the onus and brunt of America's wars. And it's a tiny percentage, and it's the veterans and their families and oftentimes their caregivers. You know, out of sight, out of mind. When it's time for war, we always have the money, man. Get the credit card out, put down that $6 trillion to go to war for 20 years, and then we try and balance the budget on the backs of veterans as they're coming home to reintegrate and assimilate and deal with all the health problems.
Massachusetts General Hospital has begun vaccinating a limited number of workers for monkeypox. All of the vaccinated workers had direct contact with a man who was at the hospital for 8 days this month and tested positive for monkeypox. This marks the first time the monkeypox vaccine has been used in the United States outside of clinical trials. NASCAR drivers preparing for the Coca-Cola 600 this Sunday at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.